All right, let's confess our sins before we begin, so that we will be in fellowship, all sins will be forgiven, and we'll be able to be receptive to the things that we will examine. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to look into your word, to go further into our study on prayer. We pray that you would help us to understand the things that we'll talk about and to fit those into the framework of the other things that we will explore as we go along. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we just finished chapter 6, which is the parameters for prayer. And we're ready now for chapter 7, and so that you'll kind of fit this into the framework of where we are, I want to remind you of the chapters that we will have yet to complete in part 3. So this is chapter 7, Planning Our Prayers, and we're going to get some guidelines for prayer. Chapter 8 is Warming Up for Prayer, which will be a preparation for prayer. Chapter 9 is conditions for prayer, and these are things that prevent prayer. These things must be dealt with and cared for in order for prayers to count. And in chapter 10, we have faith and prayer. This is praying the prayer of faith. Very important lesson. And then chapter 11 is God's will in prayer, which is praying according to God's will. It's just, by the time we finish this, we're going to cover some things that are just absolutely crucial. And we can talk about praying all we want, but if these things are not taken care of, we're not going to pray effectively. All right, so this is chapter 7, Planning Our Prayers. This chapter is designed to give us some guidelines for prayer. In this chapter, we're going to teach 3 lessons. Number 1, we're going to learn some model prayers in the first lesson. Number 2, in the second lesson, we will learn how to follow a regimen for our prayers. And then number 3, in the third lesson, in the last lesson, we will see the importance of giving thanks in prayer. This is lesson 32, Model Prayers. In Acts 1:14, we see the prayer regimen that the disciples followed. This verse says, they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. After Jesus' ascension, we see the power of intense prayer among the disciples. Their prayers wielded great potency then, and one of the reasons that this is true is that they had been taught how to pray. It is almost certain that their prayers followed to some degree the model that Jesus had given to them. In Matthew 6:9-13, we see a specific model prayer that he gave to them. Here's how it goes. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is a general outline for a prayer with quite a bit more substance than we might see at first glance. This is a good model prayer, but it's not intended to be comprehensive. Like many things that Jesus taught, we'll understand this better later on, clarity and completion would come after his ascension. Many things not included in this model were added along the way, and we will see these as we progress. As is, the model contains an excellent framework and several important components. We see 10 things incorporated in this prayer. Number 1, our Father in heaven. That is addressing God the Father. Number 2, Hallowed or holy is your name. This is acknowledging his holiness. Number three, your kingdom come. This invites the timing and administration of future events. Number four, your will be done. This shows submission to his will for now and for all eternity. Number five is give us today our daily bread. This is a petition for physical and spiritual provisions. Number six, forgive us our debts, which is a blank into which we insert our own sins so that we can confess them. Forgiving our debtors, this is number seven, is an event that can take place after our sins are confessed and fellowship has been restored, thus equipping us to forgive others for wrongs done against us. Lead us not into temptation. This is asking God to direct our pathways away from temptation. Number nine, deliver us from evil or the evil one. This asks God to deliver us and protect us from the attacks of Satan, who is assisted by the world and our sinful natures. And this is extremely important, to pray that we are delivered from the evil one. Number 10, yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Jesus recognized God's holiness early in his prayer, as we saw above, and ended the prayer with an acknowledgement of his Father's sovereignty. We will see other models for prayer as we proceed, and we will come to fully understand the complete process for praying. For now, we offer a comprehensive form of prayer in the following structured prayer, which integrates elements we have already learned and one or two others that will be studied soon. So here's a model prayer given in the sequence that we recommend. Number one, there are six parts to this. Number one, confess known sins. Number two, acknowledge God as God. Number three, take time to clear your heart of any unforgiveness. Number four, pray for people other than yourself or for conditions outside your own. Number five, make requests to God for provisions in your life. And number six, thank God for everything. This model is useful for private prayer. And remember, anytime we pray, even within the never-ceasing variety, we should confess our sins first, so our prayers will be effective. For public prayers, confession is not vocalized, as our sins are to be confessed only to the Father. I know there's a verse in James that says, confess your sins to each other. It does not mean to confess your sins publicly. We'll talk about that later. As we begin to arrange our prayers, we will see how these work for times that are set aside for prayer. And we'll describe that thoroughly in our next lesson. Prayers in the without ceasing category do not need a structure that follows a model. Of course, the important thing is to be talking to God. We will refine our prayers as we grow and learn. Here are some questions. Number one, is the model prayer Jesus gave to us to be spoken to the letter? Number two, which comes first, asking God for forgiveness or forgiving others? Why did you select the one you did? Number three, what kind of prayer should not include vocalized, audible confession of sins? Here are some scriptures. Luke 18:1, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man, that means all sins are confessed, is powerful and effective. So remember this, prayers are not formalized events but sincere occasions of drawing near to the throne of grace. Following a model, however, will aid in comprehensiveness and effectiveness. Father, we thank you for this lesson. Help us to understand what it means to pray, and help us to refine our prayers as we learn how we're to do this. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.